In talking to people who have stopped going to church, one of the number one objections they say is that the church is full of hypocrites, to which I say, there's always room for one more. In fact, if you ever find a perfect church, then you probably shouldn't join it, since that would ruin it. There is no one in this church right now who has never been guilty of hypocrisy. It's part of our fallen nature that we put forth on display all that is good while hiding our selfishness, our arrogance, and our pride. The word hypocrite comes from the Greek word hypokritis, meaning actor. And in the ancient Greek dramas, they would put on different masks, quite literally, to play different roles. They pretend to be someone they're not. And that's okay on stage, but not in real life. Jesus is encouraging us to take off our masks, to stop pretending, and to once again be true to ourselves. But that can be very difficult for two reasons. First, we don't like to admit that sometimes we act like hypocrites, but we do. We try to deceive or give the right impression, even if it's false. We try to hide our motives. Second, we're afraid that if we take off our mask, showing others who we really are, that we might be rejected. And no one wants that. But our Lord gives us a reason to trust Him enough to accept this hard lesson. The reason is that He already knows us through and through, and even still, He loves us. And He repeats this three times when He says that the Father sees what we do in secret. That means He's seen us in our worst version of ourselves, at our most selfish, at our most hurtful. Our Lord knows it all. And yet He still loves us with the tender love of the perfect Father, the perfect friend. And He still wants us to live close to Him. That's why He keeps telling us to give alms, to pray, and to fast in secret. Because it is in these concrete ways, prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, that we can stay close to Him, to live our lives in close friendship with Him. And sometimes it's hard for us to accept this, to believe that God still calls us by name, is personally vested in us, that He hasn't given up on us and is eager to walk with us in spite of everything. I have with me here a $20 bill. It's good. If I were to crumple it up, who would still want it? Be honest. What if I dropped it on the ground and stepped on it? It's dirty, crumpled. Who would still want it? No matter what I would do to it, you'd still want it because it didn't decrease in value. It would still hold its worth. Many times in our lives, we are dropped, crumpled into the ground by our own decisions or those of other people, and we feel as though that we are worthless. But no matter what has happened or what will happen, we never lose our value. Dirty or clean, crumpled or smooth, we are still priceless to the one who knows us through and through and values us so much that He wants to live in friendship with us forever. If you still find it hard to believe, look closely at the crucifix. That is the real message of Lent. Christ wants us with Him forever in heaven so much that He was willing to be torn, crumpled, stomped on, humiliated, just as much as we have been, to show each of us how much He loves us. Our Lord wants the truth and the power of his love to penetrate and to transform our lives in a new way this Lent. But he needs us to take off our masks in order for that to happen. He needs us to be open to showing him our true selves. And we each hold up three masks. First, we have the mask that blocks our relationship with God. And this is the one Jesus points to when he tells us to work on our prayer life, to pray from the heart sincerely, not to just go through the motions. Second, we have the mask that blocks our relationship with others. This is the one Jesus points to when he tells us to give alms in secret, to open our hearts to our neighbors, to care about them, to look for ways to serve and encourage them. And third, we have the mask that blocks our own growth to spiritual maturity. And this is the one Jesus points to when he tells us to fast in secret. He wants us to learn the art of self-discipline, self-restraint, and humility. He wants us to remember that we have this great nobility about ourselves as children of God, and he wants to free us from the slavery of our lowest instincts. And we continue to grow. This Lent, we have so many programs here at our parish, both spiritual and intellectual, and in service to others, to help us grow in our relationship with God. Our Lord offers us the grace we need to make a fresh start in our friendship with him. He offers us the strength we need so that we can take off that mask that is blocking his love. And so let us accept this grace and put it to work.